Blog Talk Radio.
Like that. Welcome to Oddly's Treasures, and thank you for tuning in. I want to just let you know that we are continuing with our Black Business Pop-Up from the Andy Smith Black Pop-Up that happened in Decatur in April. We got so many people that want to get their businesses out there and get shouted out that I have to do it in several segments. So we're going to go ahead tonight. We've got with us, I do believe, tonight's lineup is Control Alt Fashion and Style Me Dash. I'm almost positive that it's that those two. However, I could be wrong because I've been wrong all day. Like I said, I'm just not having a really good day today, y'all. So please forgive Auntie. I promise I'll get it better the next time. And so, moving right along with our Black Heritage segment that we started with our Black Heritage segment that we started some time ago. It's just a privilege of mine to keep paying it forward with Black entrepreneurs, business people that are trying to really do the damn thing out here. This pandemic has put us all behind the eight ball per se, you know, but those of us that are creative and got something to say or got something to do or show or sell, that's what we're doing. And Black businesses are popping up everywhere. So kudos, 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 Black people. Let's build that Black wealth. Let's build that privilege for our children. That's right. I said it. Our children need privilege too. So I do believe, let me go ahead and see who I got on the line here. I do believe that I have Control Alt Fashion. Is that who I have on the line with me today? Or do
yes,
I have
you do?
I thought it was you, yeah. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I am very good. I really, 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 really owe you the biggest apology, and I'll probably send you something in the mail one day that says Auntie Lee loves you very much for your patience and your kindness, for my absentee-mindedness. I apologize wholeheartedly. But I did want you to know, girl, you had the nicest kid stuff at that event. I really, really liked, I think it was a Gucci set or a Coach outfit. I seen this lady buy it for her little girl. That suit was bad. So,
ladies and gentlemen,
I would like to introduce, I call it Control Alt Fashion because that's what it says on this card. I would like to introduce you to our CEO and owner of this company. She's going to tell us a little bit about what she got going on, you know, any pop-ups, how she got started and things like that. And please, people, check her out. When I tell you she got some nice stuff, your kids will be walking around in style once you order some stuff off of her. Not that they don't already, but, you know, she got some extra fly stuff. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Control Alt Fashion. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hello. So like Auntie Lee said, it's Control Alt Fashion. That spells CTRLALT Fashion. And we are on Instagram as well as Facebook. So just a little about my company. My name is Gerona. I am the owner and founder, and my company is based in Charleston, South Carolina. And we just recently launched in December of 2020. So we are here to help you create looks so every one of your kids can dress in confidence.
Well, girl, you're on my Christmas list. I'm going to tell you that right now. I got two baby nieces that are little, and I got you on Christmas. I'm going to have to put my order in now so you can take your time when I leave with little gifts going on. But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead. So South Carolina, okay now. I know some people down there, girl. Matter of fact, my people
from South Carolina
is coming to visit me next week. I'm going to have to let them know about you. There's a bunch of babies in that household, too. Yes, ma'am.
Spread the word.
Don't think we won't over here. That's what it's all about. Listen, what do you got? Where are you going to be popping up the next time? You got any pop-ups coming up or any events you got going on?
So we do have a few pop-ups in the works, but you guys have to stay tuned to our Instagram or follow us on Facebook for the latest updates. So we are planning some of the cities we're looking at is coming back to Atlanta, Georgia, Savannah, as well as Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's coming out within the next 30 to 45 days. So like I said, just make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Control Alt Fashion and like us on Facebook to stay in the know.
Okay.
But I do have something right now. Go ahead.
Okay, girl. Nope, go ahead. I interrupted. I'm sorry.
I do have something right now for all the listeners. So for the next 10 customers who use promo code RADIO, that's all caps RADIO, you will receive 15% off your entire order. So make sure you guys shop at www.ctrlaltfashion.com.
And for how much of that percentage, girl?
15% off.
15% off. Okay, we're getting ready to post that on all of my social media. So we know just where to send them. 15% off. I'm going to have to go there because now I can get my Christmas stuff in. Yep, Control All Fashion. I want to say Control All Delete so bad. I've been on the computer all day. Oh, my God. So you just prepare clothing for children of what ages?
Yes, ma'am. So I start at 12 months and I go up until 6 years old. We have a lot of clients that are asking for us to do newborn up until early teens. So right now I'm working to try to meet those demands. Currently on my website, I do have some family pieces, which are my dope family set. So it says dope black mom, dope black dad, dope black daughter, and dope black son.
I think
so those are a few pieces I have for mommy and me.
I did see that because I like the mommy one. I did see that. Those are pretty nice, too. That's great for a family reunion. I mean, great. So when people order things, like what about those people that have those funky measurements that are not 36, 24, 36, and that they're all over the place? They have to at least let you know what measurements they are, or do you give them a consultation, or how does that work?
So they can reach us via email at contact@controlaltfashion.com with any questions in regards to sizes, and then we will look into our measurements and advise on the best size for them.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering because I don't know what size the babies are. I would just say baby. I guess 2 months. Let's see, two toddler would be one, and the other one, she just barely breathing. She just got here, so I guess that's like zero. It's been a minute for Auntie Lee. My baby's 25. Yes, my baby's in a husky, what, large something. He ain't no baby no more. But that's really good. I do like those outfits because I seen that on Instagram. I seen dope black mom, and I was thinking, hey, you know, I need that for Mother's Day. I might have to tell my son I still need that for Mother's Day. Show enough, yeah. Okay, so the weather's changing here in Atlanta. Everybody's starting to come out. I know you said you got a few things that you planning on coming out in Charlotte, North Carolina, and even Atlanta again. Definitely hit us up over here at Aunt Lee's Treasures. We will definitely blow you up, keep blowing you up. I mean, I've got a lot going on, but I do get back to my social media and make sure I shout out my people and spread the love like I always do. Even if I'm late, excuse me being late. Mothers are always late. So keep up the good work.
Better late than ever.
Better late. I mean, I was on another job literally at 6:58, and I was literally saying, I have got to get out of here. I got to go to the radio. I got to get to the radio. It's like, oh, my God. And I did not want to disappoint anybody again because that was not nice. It was just a lot going on. But in the meantime, I've been looking to see what Miss Yandy is up to, and she just might be doing another pop-up, not here in Atlanta, but I will definitely be letting our listeners know about that in case you want to pack up and get on the road, girl. Take your show on the road. Do some live events or whatever. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started and what interests you into making children's clothing?
So I actually have three nephews and a niece. And most of the time when I'm out in the store shopping for myself, I'm always picking up items for them as well. So my sisters have been getting a lot of compliments on their outfits and their style. So I said, hey, why not? Let's try something different. Let's go into business and start creating pieces to help every kid drip in confidence. So that's basically how I got started. And I'm just looking to create that generational wealth.
Well, I hear that on the generational wealth. You know, I just had another. I call them brain farts now that I'm a real old chick. I just had another brain fart for you. I have a few contacts with photographers and things like that. When you do get your fashions going up, if you need that hookup, call Auntie Lee and we will definitely hook you up with a real good photographer that is budget friendly. He understands totally. So that's a little shout out for him. If he calls me, I'm going to let him know that I shouted him out. Oh, God, I got a brain fart. Well, I guess I can't shout him out for real if I don't know the name of the company now, can I? But I do know who he is, and I will definitely send him a message to let him know that, you know, we might have some business for him. We might have some future business for him that he needs to come to Atlanta to take some pictures. Other than that, everything has been good for you. Everything's business is picking up. And how's your traffic on your social media sites? Are they generating a lot of pick-me-up for you?
Traffic is good. It's generating a lot. I actually was just did a pop-up in my hometown of Charleston last weekend. So it was a great outdoor event. Lots of local support came out and bought from us. And like I said, our social media is doing really well. So I'm just grateful that only being in the business for less than 6 months, we're seeing as much traffic and activity that we are.
Amen. Won't he do it? Won't he do it every time? And with avenues like this, free advertisement, it could never hurt, ever, ever. Goes right along with the rest of the social media stuff. So kudos to you, Miss Lady. I am, one, proud of you being a black woman. And you said your nieces and nephews. So that means you don't have any babies of your own?
I don't, but my nieces and nephews are my babies. When mommy and daddy say no, they come to auntie.
And I knew you were going to say that. And you know something? I used to be that auntie all the time. So now I have to be the world's auntie because they're all grown and they don't really socialize anymore. Once they pass those teenage years, you can forget it. I don't care how close you were with them, Ace Kung Fu or whatever, they are on their own in their own world. And you just have to go with the memories. So suck it up now. Make all the clothes you can. Get all the pictures you can. And I promise you, with your blood, sweat, and tears, with your media outlets, with this media outlet, you will be a success. And when you do have your babies and your husband and your life and everything's going great, you will have that big bank account from all the footwork that you're putting in right now, leaving your footprints in the sand of Black history. So kudos. Control Alt Fashion.
Thank you, Auntie Lee.
You are so very welcome. And I wanted to thank you for coming to visit us on Aunt Lee's Treasures. And, you know, anytime, just shoot me an email. If you've got some stuff coming up, like I said, shoot me an email. I mean, a day before would be nice because I've got a lot going on. I don't always read my emails, but I don't, that's my thing. I love spreading the love. And because you're showing me love right now by gracing my channel with your presence and your company. So thank you. And I hope to catch up with you again. I hope to definitely, you're going to see my order come through, but I hope to be at another event with you somewhere because you were a pleasure. And it was just, the whole event to me was amazing. I just spoke with another vendor that was there. And she wanted to come on now, but she's traveling. So she's going to probably come on either tomorrow or next Friday. And I hope you tune in to listen to her story because she has a dynamite drink. It's non-alcoholic, but it is a really good, healthy drink. So,
yes, I actually got it. Is it the Caribbean hibiscus?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, girl. That stuff is good, ain't it? I keep
yes, it is. I did get some.
Did you get the big bottle or the little bottle?
I got the big bottle and
the little. Oh, you got both of them. See, you were smart because I got the little bottle, thinking, oh, you know, I get the little bottle. Girl, the little bottle only got a little bit left in it, and I literally talked to her today, and I got to put my order in for a big bottle. I'm gonna get two this time. I'm definitely try to see if I can get it in, say, our liquor stores down here or something, because that drink was that good to me. It really was. Especially knowing that it does good
stuff
for you.
It really is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let me ask you this before I let you go. Say, like me, I have a little function and a little wedding, say a small wedding. Would you prepare Afrocentric attire for something like that, or is it just usually casual wear that you make?
It's normally casual wear, but I did meet this very great vendor in Charleston, South Carolina that does Afro wear, and I actually just purchased some attire from her, so I can send you her information and I can let her know about you and you guys can connect. It's all about networking and giving
out
information when the information is needed.
It sure is. That's what it's all about. And that's the only way Black wealth is going to grow is if we stick together. And that's one thing I have learned throughout this whole pandemic, that if we don't learn nothing else, we're on our own. So we better show them what we're working with, just like we did in the election. We got to show them what we're working with. We can get Red Ray and them to be cab drivers. Why not? Anybody, you know what I mean? All kinds of business coming out. Black banks or whatever. We could even have our doggone Ebonics labels and names. That's how cool we are as a people. So, goodness, girl, I love the name of your company, Control Alt Fashion. Like, it stops here, just like Control Alt Delete on a computer, shuts it all down. Control Alt Fashion will have your kids walking around styling like they should be and styling like millionaires. The book stops right there at Control Alt Fashion. Thank you so much for gracing your time with Aunt Lee, and I appreciate you, Black Sister. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. I will be sending you more correspondence after for some little things that I do after people visit my show. So keep an eye out on your email, and please, by all means, do stay in touch. Let us know what's going on. Because we love you.
Thank you, Auntie Lee.
You're very welcome, sweetie. Enjoy the rest of your night and get back to the Soul Machine because we need you and my order's coming through. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, dogs and cats, whoever's listening right about now, I got to take a quick break and I'll be right back. So it just gives me a real short shot, ladies and gentlemen. I kind of really can't stand that. But, hey, what are you going to do? I am going to enlighten you all on something that I have been thinking about for a while. We as Black people, we hold $4 trillion worth of the economy's money. $4 trillion, people. That's $4 trillion that they get every time we go to Marshall's, to Macy's, or any other store, Walmart, whatever other store we put our money into, because we get the munchies, we want some Burger King or whatever. $4 trillion. Every time you think about that, think about a Black-owned business that you could be helping build wealth for that company. There's enough Philip Morris's, there's enough McDonald's, there's enough Walgreens. They got their money. It's time for us to get ours. They're not giving us 5 acres and a mule, so we're going to have to take 20 acres and a whole slew of cows. How about that? We don't even need a mule. But my son keeps telling me, Mama, you know, I don't have to go to college for 4 years to get my degree to have a good job. And in the beginning, I was upset with that. But he turned and showed me that it is very possible. So did a lot of other people like Bill Gates and a lot of other people who have done it. But to see my Black son go from working as a sandwich maker to actually running a department and having his own truck and things like that at a young age, he has shown me that his ambitions, when you have strong ambitions, strong dreams, and a vision to move forward, with all help from the Lord, anything is possible. You can move any mountains. So don't ever give up on yourselves, and don't ever, you know, worry about, oh my God, am I good enough? Or what does this one think about me? Or will they buy my products? If you like your stuff and you feel good about making your stuff and getting your stuff out there, then do that, because God will bless the rest. Believe that. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought for sure that I would have yet another young lady online with me, but I do not, and I know the reason why. She's stuck in traffic, and that's okay. We will probably have her on here again next Friday. I'll reach out to her, and that would be Style Me Dash. What I can tell you about her so far is that you can reach her at www.style, S-T-Y-L-E, me-medash.com, or she can be reached at 843-860-4415. And she's also on Facebook, Style Me Dash, and Instagram, Style Me Dash. From what I know of this young lady, she has her own online business with different types of supplies. I have checked it out. Some things I do like, and she has a lot of interesting articles on her webpage. So you might want to give her a shout out. Go check out her webpage at stylemedash.com. And you never know, you might see something that you might like. She has a lot of different products that you don't normally see in the store. So if you like wholesaling and things like that, she is definitely there for that. Okay, it looks like I may have another call. Hold on one second. Let me check this out, ladies. Let me check this out. Hello, hello, hello. Who just came on the line with Aunt Lee? I need to know. You don't have to be shy. If you're just listening, that's fine. That's okay. I just want to make sure you wasn't my caller. Listen on. Enjoy the show. It's really almost over because I don't have my little people here, so we're going to end the show with some music, maybe a couple of jokes or whatever, but I don't have anybody else to interview today. I'm feeling silly. Uh-oh, you are there. What's up? Hi, who is this? No, you're not there. Okay. Okay, you're off. Okay.
It's a talk show.
Without further ado, I want to get back to just right now. I know you can probably hear it in my voice that I am unorganized because, ladies and gentlemen, I really am. It has really been one of them kind of days for me. And when I say I was down to the minute, I was down to the minute. So I don't have stuff together. I do know that I could talk about black on black on black on black all day long. So, oh, I could tell you a little joke. I could tell you that before, you know, I throw some music in here. Why my neighbor knock on my door wanting to introduce herself? Like, I don't want to know my neighbor. I'm cool. Leave me alone, you know, whatever. Hey, how you doing? Wanting to borrow some sugar. Okay, lady, I don't know you from Adam, but I use brown sugar. It's all I got. Don't you know this heifer wants to complain that I got brown sugar and not white? Now, if anybody knows me, they know I ain't the one to play with. So I have to count to 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Before I cuss out the little old lady, I just let it know. I'm a vegan. I don't eat white sugar. It contributes to cancer. It feeds cancer. I'm a cancer survivor, so I do without it, and I switched over to the melanin sugar. I'm all melanin, people. Black on black on black on black. I've switched over to brown sugar. Ain't nothing wrong with it either. It gives everything a little even better, a little sweet taste. Anyway, this heifer couldn't believe that I didn't have white sugar, and she's standing in my doorway. Oh, my God, how do I say this? Flagellating. apologizing but flagellating all at the same time. For all of you who don't know what flagellating is, it's just farting. That's a nicer word for farting. Lady, not only do you want sugar, but you're gracing my doorway with your smells. Beat it. Couldn't close my door fast enough. That's about the most excitement I had today, other than a crashing computer, two crashing hardwares, and, you know, just all day in front of the computer, and I'm burnt. So we're going to play some more music because I'm running out of things to say, and I got to find some more stuff to say. So who are we going to hear? Oh, I know. I know. I've been waiting to hear this song all day. He's been on my mind, so I'm going to play him. Where is he? He is Jamie Foxx. Where are you? Where's my Jamie? Oh, here he is. Get ready. Unpredictable. That's just how black wealth is going to be. Black business is going to pop up unpredictably. Watch us. Watch us. Watch us. Non-melanin people. We're coming back with a vengeance to our rightful place of kings and queens, Nefertiti and the rest. We get ready to show you what we're made of. You call us black, but black is actually the origin of everything. It wouldn't be for another color if it wasn't for black. So let's just let them get ready for unpredictable.
Yeah, ladies, I know you're tired of the same old thing. Things have become so mundane. I mean, your bedroom is just so cold. It's so cold, but I'm here to tell you, I got a strategy. We got to heat it up. Come on. One ain't two when you're with me. C-A after A and B when you're with me. It don't make sense right now, but it will. Later on when you see how I make you feel. Regular ain't in my vocabulary. When it comes to love making, neither is missionary. Positions, girl, pick one. Better yet, some. Never mind that, we trying all the fun. So, girl, be comfortable. Why not be my dinner while making the movie? Do you get it? Do you got it? Good, good, good. Girl, I knew you would. See, what I got over a lot of fellas is that I'm more creative. And soon you will see what I mean, what I mean.
Spontaneous express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, G-Spot. Luda! I like it too, baby. Let me put a little bit of excitement up in your lifestyle. You gotta know that times of the essence, I'm talking right now. I can get rid of that headache, what you doing tonight? Some say the sex is overrated, but they just ain't doing it right. I keep it interesting, baby, just take them clothes off. I'll be your Tylenol, just take me till you doze off. Wake you up in the middle of the night and take you to another world. You'll wake up in the morning feeling like another girl.
Okay, now we all know that sweet voice, unpredictable Jamie Foxx. Whoever knew that boy could sing? Lord, Lord. Listen, listen, I just got some footage that my dear good friend, producer, A Bones, he does beats and things like that. He got a new feature coming out. It's called A Bone Baby. You can catch him at produced by at A Bone Turn Me Up. Okay now. Or Coria the filmmaker on Instagram. You can check her out. You can check the beat out on her web on her Instagram page. They're always doing wonderful things, those two. Coria raps, does her crystals, and Aya Boy Bones does his beats, and they make a great couple. Also, wanted to let you know that Coiled Hair Care Products, Coiled LLC on Instagram, they now have a 25% off your first purchase when you subscribe to their newsletter. So, okay. We're going to go ahead and give her a shout out. She just came out with, what is this? A new avocado product. Yes. Okay, you're doing the damn thing, Miss Coil Collections. I see you. We see you. We got you, Miss Lady. Get you some natural products at Coil Hair Care on Instagram, or you can reach her at coilcosmetics.com. But she got something going on with some avocado here, and avocado is my favorite on toast with a tomato and some mayonnaise, that is, but also in guacamole. But I'll put it in my hair. Yes I will. Yep, we're just gonna let her know right now we are shouting her out so she can smile on the radio. She's going to love that. She may even call in and let us know what this new product is all about. She's also got these bonnets. Oh, yes, the silk and satin bonnets. I need one of those, Miss Lady. Thank you very much, because these little Kunta Naps, they get coiled really, really fast. And so I'm going to need something to keep the coil in check, because it gets a little tough. You know who else I wanted to shout out? Got to shout her out. The Garden Widow. The Garden Widow usually does a lot of pop-ups. She's a caterer, and her food is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely delicious. Made with love and hemp, but made with love. And I couldn't ask for a better friend who can cook too. Oh my God. Yes. Oh yes. We got another company out of Rhode Island, GRU Clothing. That's GRU, gratitude, respect, and unity. And you know it, another black company. You can check him out on Instagram or Facebook for orders. He does sweatsuits. He does all kinds of stuff. I already got me an order in with my little sweatsuit on the side there. I can't wait to sport that baby. That would, Day is the CEO of that company, and he has been doing the damn thing for a minute now. He's got a lot of good things going on. So that's GRU Clothing, G-R-U, stands for gratitude, respect, and unity. Check them out. And who else did I want to shout out today? Puff Diddy, Puff Daddy, I love you, Puffy. I just need you to know that your damn Cinco de Mayo online party was lit. Lit, 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 lit. I had my drink. He had his drink. Everybody had their drink. And let me tell you something. I don't remember the end of the show, but I do remember that Diddy was walking around in this, be nice now, Auntie, be nice, psychedelic outfit with this sombrero that was about as big as an ice cream truck. Girl, the hat looked heavy. I'm going to tell you right now, I laughed my ass off because I couldn't believe that he was carrying this thing on his neck. But he did a good job. Even after he drank quite a bit of that Delon, De Leon, that he got. And let me tell you something, that stuff is smooth as, oh, good God. I don't even drink white alcohol, but I can drink Diddy's tequila and his vodka. And I can drink, what's his name? What you call it? What's his name? 50 Cent. 50 Cent got a liquor too. Those boys know what they're doing when it comes to liquor. Because it's smooth. It don't have that harsh smell. It has a smooth taste. It goes great with cranberry, pineapple juice. You feel it right away. It ain't a waste of money. So next time you're in a club, go ahead and ask for some De Leon. Oh, there she is. Garden Bistro. She is doing an art and spark right now. Oh, wow. I missed it. Shoot. Okay, we're going to have to catch the next one. We're going to have to catch the next one. She's got a few of them coming up here. Taco Tuesdays and Tequila Wednesdays. Ooh, ooh, wait, hold up, hold up. Hold up. We got to let the people know when this is because I'll do anything for food. Okay, Garden Bistro, the Garden Widow Bistro. She's a caterer. She's a mobile traveling caterer. She could be reached at 770-728-3703. On Instagram, she's Garden Widow Bistro. And what does that say? Auntie's eyes are really bad. Garden Widow Bistro 672 at Gmail. Let me tell you something. If you hire this girl to do your little pop-up, she's reasonable. Her food is good. I guarantee you she got followers that'll follow her like myself. I go wherever she is because her food is really, really good. And you can't beat it because it's infused with infusion. And Auntie loves that infusion. So where the infusion goes, I follow. Okay, who else? Who else? I got a little bit of time here. Let's see what's going on. Okay, what's, uh-oh. The Harrises are at it again. Oh, let's see. I don't see Yandy, though. Mandy's is up to something in Dallas, Texas. On Lemon Avenue? When is this? This is going to be when? This is going to be, Mandy, see, you didn't put it on here. That's not like you, buddy. Okay, I can't even shout out when this is going to be because Archie can't see the little words. But I guess you can, Keeping Family Connected. At Keeping Family Connected, you can find out what Mandy C. Harris is up to. Tickets are on sale, but at eventbrite.com. What's going on? I don't know what's going on. I like to know what's going on with Yandy and Mandisi. Those is my aunts and uncles. I need to know. They're in Milwaukee right now, so I guess it's going down. Okay, 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 okay. What else we got? What else we got? What else we got? Can't talk about the film too much because I can't divulge. But when I tell you, when it comes out on YouTube, people, XX Deadbeats. That's DEADBEETZ. That's coming out on YouTube. That is a project that I'm working on. The producer, Coria Hill, she's a very good producer. That should be coming out on YouTube very shortly because we're almost done. I can't wait to see it myself because I was helping in the background with that one. So that's going to be a memory to go down in history forever for me. And that's coming out. Hopefully that's coming out sooner than later. I haven't heard from her, so which means that she's doing a lot behind the scenes right now, getting that editing done and all of that. Kudos to you, Miss Coria Hill. You do the damn thing, girl. Get them movies out. Get them books out. Get them scripts written. There are people less qualified than you doing the things you want to do simply because they decide to believe in themselves. And that's all we need to do here, people, with our Black entrepreneurs and our Black business owners and our all that coming up for Black Wealth. Believe in yourself. Believe in your own dream. Everybody else will follow, especially after they see you coming up. And don't even give them the time of day, girls and guys. Don't even. Just beep, beep. I see you. Deuces. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got to take a little break because I got to go get some water. My throat hurts. So who can I leave you listening to for just a few moments? How about I hit you with my favorite? This is Smooth right here. So if you just want to float a little bit, maybe go down memory lane, maybe get you a drink and just sip and ride and smooth. This is the smoothest song ever produced in the history of music. And I am 56 years old, so I'm quite young with music. But this song right here, ain't nothing out here better than this song, baby. Let me learn you something. Let me learn you something. Hold on. Listen to this by Kool & the Gang. me that wasn't smooth. That song right there will have you driving from one end of the country to the next, especially if it's on loop-de-dee-loop-de-dee-loop. I know it will have me driving that way. I won't never look back. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in with me, especially with this most unorganized show I have ever produced. But it's okay. We all have those kind of fucked up days, and that's okay, too. I want to thank you for joining me. I hope you come back and listen again as I progress and get better and better at my craft. I'll come up with funny shit to say, funny stuff to talk about. Matter of fact, I got a segment coming up called Miss Josephine, and that should be pretty funny. Also, I want to let you know that one day I'm going to move on to another platform of higher visibility, and when I do, I hope you follow me on over there, too. As always, we here at Aunt Lee's Treasures pay it forward with love, respect, and unity, just like Gru. I want to reiterate a little bit more that go ahead and be a blessing to someone on purpose. You never know who's a walking angel. You never know what test God is throwing you at to see where your heart is. So before you walk by that bum who's asking for change or something to eat, before you look down at homegirl whose pedicure might not look good and her outfit might be outdated, you know, respond with love a little bit, because everybody can't be up. Everybody can't be in a position of up, because sometimes we got to be all the way down to come back up in a humble state. So pay it forward with that love. Pay it forward with that respect, especially towards one another, our black people, because that is one thing we need to change. We don't respect each other. So we need to get busy on that, people. We need to get busy on that. I love ya. I love ya. I love ya. Thank you for tuning in. Be a blessing on purpose, and I'll see you another time. It's so